Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, hey, Claudie, in the night, you wear disguises, in the dark.
Hey girls, and what up dudes, it's your girl Princess with another episode of Truth Heals Hurt Radio. Today, my guest is the anointed and beautiful Natasha Lucas. She's joining me today with some insight on what it feels like to have to start over after divorce. Now, even though some of us have been there, done that, we all have a story to tell. So go on, text, tweet, Facebook, call somebody and tell them it's about to be on. You see, the truth will set us free if we tell it. Hey everybody, this has been a trying time getting on this call today. Natasha, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I was trying to get to you and for some reason it wouldn't let me get to you. I saw you on 5 minutes till, but whatever. But hey, everything works out for the good of them who love the Lord. And so it is what it is. Tonight I'm excited because you and I are going to talk about life after divorce, and a lot of people don't like to talk about it. A lot of people don't like to give us their true feelings about divorce. Now, let me tell everybody that's listening now, Reginald Goodness, my second husband, my first one, I was so happy that, you know, he cheated. I was so excited because that gave me my get out of jail free card. And so everybody has a different story to tell about how divorce came about or a different issue. So, Natasha, tell us, first of all, how old you are, if you don't mind sharing that. It's not a big secret. Or you can tell us the range if it's a problem.
I am 28 years old.
28. And when did you get married? What age?
I got married at 24.
Okay. And how long did you stay married?
We were married for 4 years, and we were separated for 2 of those 4.
Okay. So talk to us about, let me be honest with you about my first situation. I wasn't in love. I don't even know what I was doing. I just thought it would be nice, I guess, to have a husband. I don't know how else to tell you other than tell you the truth. So your situation, I'm pretty sure, is different because it's not a lot of people like Princess. So tell us how you felt in the beginning.
In the beginning, it was great. I thought I found my best. I thought that, you know, I always said when I got married, I was going to be married one time and one time only. So I used to always tell him before we actually got married that until death do us part. There was going to be no divorce. We was going to make it work. We were going to be together. So either if we weren't together, somebody was going to be dead. That I used to always tell him that. But
okay.
God had a different plan for the both of us.
Yeah. But your intentions was not that, you know, just to be doing anything. You wanted to do right. Okay.
No.
You don't have to tell me any business. Again, those of you that are listening, this show is not for people to tell us things that they don't want to share. You know, so whatever you want to give us, and then a lot of times the person that we're talking about tunes in to the call to see what you're saying about them, and so it is what it is. But so whatever, I ask you a question, if you're not comfortable with it, say, Princess, move on, honey, and then, you know, I get it, all right? So who came up with the idea that this ain't working out?
we both did. We both knew. I tried, but I think it was God that made us realize that it wasn't for the both of us.
Gotcha. Okay, so then with that being said, you who went into this relationship not wanting this to ever end, you know, really wanting things to work out, and then when did you come to grips with this ain't going to work out, and so now I got to go and start over?
September 8th of 2014. Mm-hmm. And it was just a trying time for the both of us, but it took God to put me in a situation that just removed me. Because when me and him would always argue, prayer is what I was brought up in and with.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter how mad I would be, I would always tell God, once I became calm, and just tell him, if this marriage is not what you envision for me, to remove me no matter what it took. And that's what he did. And did I want to let go of my marriage? No. I never wanted to let it go. But it took me to remove myself from his presence into another place of relaxation and to understand that it was time for me to go.
Yeah, see, sometimes I have to do that to go outside of my head. I actually was going to try to make mine work, and I didn't even love the man. I'm just telling y'all the truth. You know, people in my church thought this was a great idea because he was real quiet and princess with her wild self. She just needed somebody to help her to calm down, and so this was a great idea for the saints of God. But at the same time, at home, he was one person in it. In front of people. He was somebody different. And so I was very unhappy. Once you get to that point, though, when it's time to go, like God had to do me like you, and which I don't know what I was trying to say for. But I was just wanting to say I was married. I don't know, Tasha, pray for me. You know, I'm over that, but. You know, I'm saying this, but it's a lot of people that do that. We just go through the motion. But, okay, so you're now divorced. What did you do? Did you start over? You had to go back home to your parents? Like, you went from being out on your own to back home. What was the process to get to start over?
From the process, I relocated back to Texas with my parents. But, you know, when you hear about divorce, most men are saying she took everything, you know,
yeah.
I got to start over. But it wasn't quite that way with me. I started over from ground zero, things that can never, ever be replaced. It will never be replaced. I left clothes. I had to part away from my two children, which were my pets. And I loved my animals. My dogs were my babies, and I had to make the decision to let them go to be able to start over. I moved back, but moving back wasn't the easiest thing for me, because I always said once I left my parents' house, I never wanted to go back. But I came back. But also I came back with the fear of what were people going to say. How were they going to look at me? You know, so starting over wasn't easy. It was not easy at all.
And people, you know, ask dumb questions, don't they? Don't they ask you dumb, like, you back at home with your mom? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Doing this. Oh, what happened? You know, I'm already going through something, but you asking me these dumb questions. And you want me to try to come up guess with an answer. Now, so you did a makeover because you're not even the same person that you were in your marriage, are you? Like, you did some things for you. So talk to me about those changes you made, honey, about, you know, for Tasha.
For Tasha, I had to begin the healing process, because through my marriage, the one thing that was deteriorated was my self-confidence in myself. Mm. You know, I always thought I was this beautiful person, But through the stress and through the fussing and the arguing and the unhappiness, I became something totally different. And so I healed from the dark places to not wanting to be at home or not wanting to be alone to losing a lot of weight, becoming more confident in self and beginning to love myself. And that was what I was lacking. I did not love Natasha. And now that I love me, I could smile more. And I can see what God has in store for me a little bit better.
You know, isn't it funny how when you get with people that and you love them or whatever, you lose yourself? Like, isn't this supposed to be different? Like, when you get with the people that you love and they love you, you're supposed to find more things about yourself that you love. But instead, a lot of us lose a lot of things with people.
Oh, yeah. You lose who you are.
Yeah. And so you don't know whether you, when you got married, you like red. And then once you kept arguing and stuff, he said it's blue. And so all of a sudden your favorite color is blue just for the sake of peace. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Just compromising and negotiating constantly. Now, for those of you that are listening, we understand that in marriage you compromise, but if you lose your soul, you are not with your soul mate, because your soul mate is going to accept your soul and then compromise with you on some things. Right, Tasha? We're gonna give and we're gonna take. Yeah. We ain't gonna change you into this clone of ourselves just because you decided to marry us. We're going to be twins up in the house because you got all the right ideas and I got all the wrong.
They try to make you feel like they know what's right for you. And it's up to you to figure out if it's right or wrong.
Right. And a lot of us don't for the sake of peace. Like, if you're a peace person, you're like, okay, you don't like that, I won't do that no more. And I am... even though, like I said, my first marriage, I was in there, and I'm telling you, I was so miserable, but I'd just still be smiling in people's faces and still going to church and still clapping my hands and still praising God, and I was so miserable, and I couldn't write, I couldn't use my gifts and talents, that kind of thing. So other than self-esteem and some of the other things you said, what else did you lose, you feel like, in the relationship? Did you give up some of your gifts and talents? Did you try to hide who you were on the inside, or did you try to keep yourself from coming out for the sake of the marriage?
For the sake of the marriage, I walked away from the church. We only had the one vehicle, and I always believed in, you know, family should be in, you know, building that relationship with God together. So if he didn't want to go to church, or we really didn't find a church home, or if he would start complaining or getting upset because I wanted to use the vehicle to go to church, I didn't go. I was already in a strange place, didn't have no family, didn't have no friends. So it was like, you know, I was by myself. And the only thing was my house.
Girl, that's why he snatched you up out of there. God is a jealous God. You know that. And so you are too anointed for that kind of chat, please. Okay? We ain't going to do that no more. Now, because you can't lose yourself no more. Okay, so now, it's been how long since your divorce?
My divorce actually just finalized in the beginning of September.
Okay. Oh, so it's a process for those of you that's listening. Ain't nobody telling y'all to get divorced. Those of y'all that's trying to listen and take notes. This is not that kind of a show. You know, the Lord will tell you, like Tasha said, when it pull out. But so it is a process. So it didn't just happen overnight. Do you communicate? Did y'all leave as friends?
We actually, when we decided, because it wasn't just the I'm going to divorce you type thing. In the beginning, when I first left, it was my relationship. But then we begin to mature. And when we decided to file for a divorce, we were able to actually communicate with one another. So we did it. It was something we paid for together. It wasn't one just fit the bill and we divorced. But I'm not going to say he's my friend, but he's an acquaintance. I have no ill will against him at all.
I feel you on that. I don't talk to my ex. I don't like him. So I had to ask God to help me. I love him as a child of God, but I don't want to talk to him. Okay, so you did good. I'm proud of you. that's the love of Jesus that's coming out. Because some of us don't depart like that. My ex, he had another woman that liked to visit my house and stuff. So I was like, it's going to be best for everybody. Just go. Bye-bye. Everybody, hurry up. And then I got my divorce papers, and I had a celebration. So now that Tasha is no longer tied in to the matrimony and the laws of marriage, what are your plans? Like, what you want to do? What was the first thing, like, once you got your divorce papers that you felt like you couldn't do? You might not be like me, but I start thinking of all the things I couldn't do at first. And so I start trying to do them. So what was your thing? What was something that you didn't feel like you could do then that you have done or are in a hurry to do?
Really, I'm not in a hurry to do anything in particular because I did it within the separation. Working, it was difficult having a job of my own and, you know, not depending on him. But I made it within myself to get a job and be very understanding for myself and take care of myself and not have to ask nobody or have to answer to somebody about how I spend my payccheck.
Yes, honey.
You know, and that was the major thing when you got to explain how you spend something because I remember an argument one night, went to the store, bought needed in the house, but I'm spending my money. But he had an issue because I didn't get exactly what I told him I was going to the store for. So to be able to spend my money, you know, and not have to worry about the frustration or the arguments or what I have to do, I enjoy that. That's what I enjoy.
Yeah. So that's the fun part. That's freedom to not have to ask somebody for $5 and can I, you know, do you mind if I, and then they might not agree with that, you know? So I do understand that. That's freedom and you should be free. You know what I'm saying? You have to be free to be who you are and you wasn't out doing anything crazy. So, you know, it was you're just going to be understanding that kind of stuff. But to be free, girl, that's something to shout about in the first place. Now, talk about your support system because a lot of times people try to go through their divorce by themselves because they don't want to hear the opinions of others because, again, like I said at the beginning of the show, people say stupid things. They ask stupid questions. They want too many details. So let's talk about that support system and how they help you to get through or if you just try to tough it out by yourself?
My support system is my mama. That is my major, my biggest friend, my biggest fan. Yeah, I have friends and everything, but some of my friends, when I get in my little petty stage in the beginning, sometimes they promoted it. My mom, she didn't really pressure me. She really did it, but then it was, all right, the pity party's over. You got to get up, you know. And my youngest sister, she's another one. She listens through the hurt cries and everything, and she's quick on, okay, all right, I'll listen the first time. But after that, I'm not going to keep listening to no pity party. So she motivated me. And them pushing me to be the strong individual that I am and to just keep encouraging me. to do better and be better. That's how I got through it, because that first year, 2015, was the darkest year I could ever remember having, you know, and it was just like, I didn't want to go on no more because I couldn't believe I was getting a divorce, you know. And people would be like, oh, how's your husband? Oh, he's good, you know. And I just wasn't ready because I didn't want people to look and be like, oh, well, what did she do? Oh, ooh, why are they getting divorced so soon and everything like that? Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
If those two were my major ones, and if it wasn't for the people God placed in my life throughout the year and as time went on, because even church, I blame God. I would go to church and cry. The whole entire time, don't know why I'm crying, but as soon as church was over, I was fine, because that place I was reliving, me and him going to church together before we left El Paso, and, you know, but God placed the right people. He placed a chaplain in my life that would pray what I didn't know how to pray. You know, my mama was there. I'm glad I have the type of parents that never said, well, once you leave, you can't come back. You know, that I had a place to go. You know, a sister that I knew I aggravated her, but they always gave me the love that I needed when I needed it, even the tough love when I really didn't want it, but they knew I needed it.
Mm. I love that, and the reason why I love that is because a lot of times we're in situations already, we're miserable, we're unhappy, and then for whatever reason, when we get out of those situations, we still maintain and hold on to those same feelings, or just a different, we think the, you know, reason is different, but it's still the same thing. Because some of us cried in marriages, and then as soon as it's time to get divorced, we weren't happy. But when it's time to divorce, we're crying. And most of it, to be honest with you, is because of what happens to people when they have to say they're divorced. Like you said, people was asking you, how's your husband doing? And to be honest with you, when you look back, if your good days outweigh your bad days, then I get it, because in marriage you're going to have problems. But when I look back at my first marriage, my bad days were outweighing my good days. And for some reason, when I, like I said, I was a little different from everybody else. I was excited. My mom is on the line now, so she can be my witness. I actually was happy. I had a meeting at a restaurant, and I was like, I'm getting divorced, and I'm ready now. Like, because, you know why, though? Because I was smothered, and I felt like I was losing so much of myself and in these relationships. And I just thank God for my husband now, because I'm free to be princess. I'm free to, you know, explore. So do you ever see yourself getting married again? Because a lot of people are like, I don't do that no more. Like, y'all just let folks just tear up your stuff, you know, and make your feelings all crazy. So do you want somebody else in your life now, or you just want to be you and Jesus?
No, I do foresee myself being married again, because I know plenty of people that have been divorced, and the second time around is the charm, you know. And I dream of the family. Like, God bless me and a friend. I've been friends forever. For me to see what true love looks like around my age. You know, nowadays with these new generations, it seems like a committed relationship is a plague. Like, I can't do it. Short term.
Oh, yeah.
But I see a lot of people that, you know, are married and are actually happy, and young couples, and it's true love. And I believe God allowed me to place myself in that situation to prepare me for something better, and to show me that I did this to build you up so you could be stronger. And when I bring that right one in your life, and I allow you guys to go through this transformation as husband and wife, that you'll be able to endure what comes with it. Because, you know, being married is not all blissful and smiles and loving all the time around. You know, they are a lot of things that come with marriage. And
yeah.
I believe he's prepared me for that through, you know, my first marriage and the divorce and everything like that. And, you know, I tell people if God would have blessed us, me and him, to have kids, I would have never left. And you know, we would, you know, he would cry because I couldn't get pregnant or I wasn't getting pregnant. God knew what he was doing because I would have never left because I would have wanted my family, you know, and he has opened my eyes to that. And I believe there's someone out there for me. But this time around, I'm going to wait for God to actually bring that one for me rather than trying to do it on Natasha's time and how she wants it to happen and what I think it should be and who it should be, you know. So I'm staying prayerful. You know, I have hope. I have hope and, you know, the love and support.
Girl,
you know.
Yes, honey, he made a lot of them and a lot of people. And so I see it. I hope to be around here in El Paso when, you know, this happens so I can shout with you at your wedding because God is able. Yes, he is. It ain't over because you ain't dead. So, yes, I'm excited.
Right.
Now, online, if you have a question for Tasha, you can press 1 now, and I can open up your line for you to ask the question. I looked on the Facebook. I didn't see any questions. When we talk about divorce, it's funny to me because it's the kind of show where a lot of people just listen and they, Dewan asked, did you have children? But you answered that question. And hey, Dewan, I have some faithful followers and I appreciate you guys all over. I'm talking about, I see calls from Hawaii. I'm excited. I just love it. I just praise God for y'all. But I don't see any questions. So if you have questions and you're online, I do want you to press 1 at this time because 30 minutes goes by really fast. Also, my producers wanted me to stick around for a few minutes after I interview Tasha to see if anybody has any Ask Princess questions. They want to see if a segment like that is something that would be good for my show, since people like to ask Princess questions, and so they want to see how that works. But if anybody doesn't have any questions, Tasha, do you want to close us out with any words of wisdom, any inspiration for people that are going through divorce or thinking about it now? Let me say this before Tasha says her words. This show is not for those of you that are married that's sitting on here trying to listen to see how to get out of your marriage. If God ain't told you to go nowhere, get your behind somewhere and be still. This is Truth Heals Hurt show, and we're going to tell you like it is. And I thank God for Tasha because she like that too. She got that same personality. And so anybody told y'all to do nothing, y'all better be still somewhere. So, Tasha, do you have any words of encouragement, words of wisdom that you can share out of this ordeal or situation that you've gone through?
I could say, don't think just because you're divorced, anyone's going to look at you different or it's because of something you've done. We all make mistakes. We're all not perfect, but that's just not who God had for you. And don't be afraid to use what you went through as your testimony because that's part of it. That's part of you. And God puts us in situations because it was necessary for you to go through those situations. And
right.
Just don't give up because there'll be brighter days. It's not an easy thing to do. We all say, well, if I went through this, I would do this, I would do that. But you never know until you go through. But don't sit on your testimony because you never know what your testimony can do for anyone else. So just always keep your head up, stay prayerful, and just keep smiling and love yourself.
Amen. Y'all heard it now. And then y'all should see Tasha. You need to go finish. She has a new look, a new attitude, a new cuteness, all that. Like I saw her when I first came, but she's a lot different from now. So y'all get ready. because she did that Life Offers Makeovers. That's the topic for her her show. Tasha, I thank you so much for coming on. I thank you for being bold enough in Christ to share with other people on today. I really appreciate you. You just don't know how much. For those of you, like I said, this has come to an end for Tasha's segment. If you have any questions for me, press 1 now. If not, we're going to go on. And some of y'all trying to watch this game, so I don't want to hold y'all hostage. Tasha, thank you. I love you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for that. You too.
Okay. Oh, Tasha, one question before I hang up on you. Do you have any a business or anything you would like to share? I think we hung up on her. All right. Anybody have a question? Press 1. Dewan, are you there?
I am.
Hey,
I
girl.
Am.
How you doing? What's
I'm
going
good.
On with you?
No, how you doing?
You're lying, and my mama's lying. Y'all are still live. Mama, are you there?
Yes. Is mama there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm
hey,
here.
Mama. Okay, y'all live.
Hello.
So do y'all have anything to tell people that's divorced? Y'all want to say anything? I open up your lines. Because I'm supposed to try to ask questions, but, you know, everybody be quiet, to be silent.
My advice after my divorce is don't be afraid to love unconditionally again, but to make sure that you're praying for the right husband, that you recognize the, for me, recognize the right husband, and in the meantime, be the woman that God created me to be for my husband.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mama, you got some advice for people getting divorced?
Yes. Yes, those that are hurting and going through, sometimes you stereotype everyone else after that. You see everyone and you prejudge. So if God were to send you the correct one, you wouldn't be too sure because you'd put him on a, pretty much you would do like an investigation on that person. And they don't really deserve that because they did not cause that pain. So I'm saying kind of ask God to reveal to you the right companion and don't put him on, what is the word that I want to use? Don't judge everything they say and do what you just like that other person. Don't do that because that beats them up and they don't understand that.
Yeah, like I remember one time, I can't remember which one of my aunts told me, but I was saying something about somebody in my past, and she was like, that's just like if the guy before him left the toilet seat up and then you fussing at the guy behind the second guy that came in for leaving the toilet seat.
Yes.
He didn't do that. It had nothing to do with that. And so you fussing.
Exactly. Exactly.
Something he had nothing to do with. Because all men leave the toilet seat up. So that's something that's going to happen. Yeah, it's some things that's just going to happen. And you just can't be mean to people because you know, you was hurt before. What I like about Dewan is that Dewan should just still be sexy, sassy, and saved, and she just go on. She don't limit God. And then my mama has proven that you should always, always put God first. Your husband has to come, you know, second to God because she has proven that when you put man first, that you're going to fall by the wayside. And God don't like that. God don't like that. Men before him, these people in his spot, so he will snatch you out of some relationships. You'll be by yourself because you don't know how to remember or keep intact who God is and what you know. Look, Mama, they saying, hey, Miss Diane.
Hello, everybody.
Look, they're typing. I didn't see it until it came through. It's on a different post from my question, so I'm trying to check now and see if there are any questions for anybody. Y'all, this show is about to come to an end. Hold on one. Oh, it's some people saying they have the wrong number. It was the wrong number on the flyer this time, but of course I couldn't change it by the time the show. Next week, so you all know, I have Jonathan Royal, and he's going to be on here, and he is going to be very good for this show. He does books, beauty, and stuff, but he also deals with depression and some other things, and he wants to talk about himself and the things he goes through, and then also give, you know, some tips. You know, it's sad. Some of y'all don't know how to wear makeup. But, you know, he's good at what he does.
So he's so awesome, though. He is so awesome.
Yes, he's good at what he does. And so, you know, it is what it is. And so, Renee said, hello. Hello. Sister Wright, that Renee, because we have two Renees on this call. She said she loves the show. Tasha, I'm reading what she said. Tasha was great. I love her, and she really let people know her and how she didn't give up. No, you cannot give up. You know we give up on God. You know how many people God made.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And he made them in colors and shapes and sizes. Y'all don't know. And Sister Rice said, hey, Miss Diane.
Hello.
That's my mama. And then that's Renee. I call her Sister Dawn. She is my sister at church.
Yeah.
And I appreciate all of y'all tuning in. So we're going to go because nobody has any Princess questions. And I know some of y'all are going to be trying to inbox me later. And I'm going to act like I don't see y'all because y'all try to act fine on myself. Y'all know what we're trying to do here. And for those of you that don't know, I have been asked to do this show again. I did it a year ago. And for those of you that don't know, Dee said hello, Mama. And then, but anyway, those of you that don't know, I have the opportunity to, you know, be hosting on a satellite show. And so they want to see if I can be consistent. And I wasn't the last time. So they want to see how 20 shows goes. And so next week, y'all get your questions up. Y'all know y'all got some questions. Y'all be asking me on the sidelines, asking me on this line. So these kids can see, you know, how we doing. Don't be sending no side notes. If you want me, you know, to be all that I can be in God, ask the questions. Amen. Ask the questions. And don't just be sending me these long letters and stuff. My question is, when will Miss Diane be our guest of honor? Mama, you did Mother's Day, but we can't wait that long. So you want
to? Whenever you all decide. Mother's Day is fine with me, but whatever you all decide.
That's too far. We can talk about, we can get on this show and talk about, well, Reggie going to come on the show. Y'all, I got to tell y'all this. Reggie is going to come on the show, and he's going to talk about how y'all women have lowered y'all standards. Now, y'all ain't ready
to say it's got to be real.
He said, y'all just lay all y'all stuff on the table. Don't make nobody work for nothing. He said, y'all just take anybody, and then y'all take people who ain't got cars and houses or nothing. He said, y'all just y'all snacks and goodies and dinner and lunch and all that, and then y'all don't get nothing but a companion. Man. So I'm ready. Y'all don't want ready.
No, I don't think everyone is prepared for that, but.
He said the service piece to see these women just up in their skirt real quick for nothing.
Yes. Praise God. It is real.
It is.
Y'all get ready.
Very real.
In November. Because he talk about y'all, he say, you pretty. Y'all some pretty women. And see, his wife don't get jealous about that because I know God made some pretty people. Some pretty
Amen.
Women. And
mm-hmm.
Y'all just don't even try to make, don't even have no standard. Y'all go live with these folks. Mama, he said. Basement. He said, y'all don't even care no more. Y'all ain't got to have much or nothing. And I can't wait. I can't wait for that show. The one you're going to co-host on that show?
Girl, yes.
And that's going to be an hour show because whenever me and my husband do a show together, we have so many people tune in, so that's going to be an hour. And they're asking me now to change my Sundays into and do it later. Y'all give me your feedback if you would rather have it at 6 o'clock on 6 o'clock on in El Paso time at 8 o'clock. You remember that my last show was at 8 o'clock, and so it gave people time to get the game out of the way and, you know, kind of calm down. And it was also an hour, but in that hour I did two guests. So they're looking at that. They think they like it better that way. So if but y'all tell me, y'all give me the feedback. That way I can have two guests every week like I used to, Duane, and we can just chop it all up. Now, we're getting ready to go in just a second. I like to do it like this because, again, it gives the people that are judging me or writing down opportunity to hear me and, you know, feel of me because they want to put me on their satellite radio, and I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can stay focused long enough, you know, we procrastinate and we get off track sometimes. Princess does. I don't know about y'all. But anyway, trying to work on that, but y'all give me your feedback. You can do it on Facebook. You can do it in my inbox. But if you have a question for the show, save it for next week. Get ready. We're going to talk about depression. We're going to talk about some makeup. We're going to talk about some books. We're going to talk about some stuff. Wow. Okay, what we're going to do next
week. I'll be ready for it. I'll be ready for it.
Yes, and get ready. And for those of y'all that are really, really holy, just deep and really sanctified, you might not be able to call get a little crunk. And so my show is to let real people with real issues have a real talk. So
a little crunk is it, and not the word for my friend.
Okay. Well, a lot of crunk, but it's gonna be real, and then some of y'all gonna be able to put your eyeliner on right after we finish. Amen. We're gonna be able.
Yes.
Somebody tell Kimberly Wells we love her. She said she was trying to get on the show and the number was wrong. Dee said that's gonna be a good show. But somebody tell Kimberly Wells she's gonna get mad because she couldn't get on tonight. Last week, y'all, we had 273 listeners.
Wow.
273. If God, that's my first show starting over, and I thank God for that. The last show that I left off on, Duane, your show, I got to look and see how much your show. Duane came and talked to us about, Duane, tell us about what your show is about.
Depression, bipolar, mental illness. And I talked about divorce, too.
But you deal with that, right?
Right.
Right. And see, some folks don't like to tell people they bipolar, but some of y'all bipolar. Some of y'all is.
It's real.
Yes, it's real. It's some real stuff. And folks want to, they think it's, you know, bad to say that, but I really feel you have some medication that you walk around here and getting treated so people won't be around you so you can live a long life.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's your sickness. Our mentor and our publishers did a movie, The Secret She Kept. That is a very good movie. Mm-hmm. If y'all can watch it, come on TV One. That talks about schizophrenia, bipolar, that kind of stuff. I'm telling you, people got mental illness, but we so ashamed about talking about we going to psychiatrist and stuff. My mama said, I go to psychiatrist all day, all night if I have to, and I'm going to talk to her about it because I don't want to be crazy.
Yeah.
I want to be able to function. I want to be able to live in this world and people not think I'm just lonely, you know, a nut, just me. And hateful and evil. Sometimes you ain't just evil. You need some imbalance. You need some balance because you're imbalanced. So we're going to be talking about stuff like that. If y'all have any ideas for a show, please feel free to, you know, send me this information on Facebook. Like I said, y'all can be on the show. Those of you that are listening right now, you have a testimony. You have something that was the truth that healed you. The show after Jonathan is going to be about two ladies, which I don't have this testimony, getting along with each other. Both of them was married to the same guy. One got married, you know, was married to him first, and then they got divorced, and then he got with a friend of mine from school. And you know how it is when you try to bring these blended families. Some of y'all act crazy. You don't want the lady to take your children. You don't want her to feed your children. You're ready for the children to come back hungry, so you can talk about it. You don't want her to touch their house. She can't bathe them. You know, she can't. We're going to talk about that show after something because we want to be delivered. You're making the children not like the lady. The lady ain't did nothing to them children. You know, y'all just so extra. And if you don't want the man no more, why are you doing all this? Why? What you doing? You know, y'all talk about she looking at me some kind of way. She think I had, look, then Dawn, you know that song, He's Mine, I Might Have Had Him. You know that old song?
Got him all the time.
He's mine. They ain't even yours no more. And you trying to separate the kids and make the kids not like the lady. You know, it's just too much. Y'all too much.
Okay.
So we're going to talk to two ladies who have let the Lord guide them in raising the children. So now they can come together and go to children graduation without clawing each other in the
Girl,
head.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, they can go out to eat and celebrate the children's accomplishment without the child being torn in between and having to go to two birthday parties. Cause your birthday
yes.
Party, yes. Your birthday party going to be better. Amen.
Ooh,
I'm glad my mama
amen.
My mama did not act like that. Because we, you know, women be good in this, man. We don't even know what we done did to y'all. Some of y'all baby mamas was a mess. Y'all
right,
dead.
Right.
The children grown, and you still don't want us to deal with the grandchildren. Y'all just too much. Don't get me started on that. Then the show after that is going to be Tanya Jackson. She is actually actor. We don't say actress anymore. It's actor for either male or female, and she's on Greenleaf. Y'all need to pull it out now. Do Google these people I'm talking about. I ain't just having anybody on my show now. It's real people, real talk. And so Tanya has a testimony, too, where she had a lot going on. I want her to tell y'all. But now God has provided. She does stage, Broadway. She's on the TV, coming on your screen, Meet the Browns, different ones. And she's going to tell you about what it took for her to get there. And I'm telling you, it wasn't no easy road. Very powerful testimony. I don't want to tell it now. But y'all need to tell some of y'all friends to tune in. And don't be telling them because you feel like it's going to benefit them, you know, because you don't want to tell them the truth about what you think about them. So you had them calling into our show. No, no, no. You just go ahead and tell them what you think and then just invite them to listen to all the shows. How about that? We're getting ready to close out. Mama, if you don't mind, on this show, I would like to have prayer because right now, y'all, we got the vote, and that's going to be difficult. We know who we want to vote for, but we really don't know what this is going to turn out to be like. We got the storms that are flooding out throughout several places. But God is in charge. So, hey, we need to pray. We have children being killed. My mama said that she saw my last show's guest on the TV last, her daughter's story on the news on last week. So this stuff is real. You're like people going through real stuff, okay? And truth does heal hurt, and we got to address that. You know, as long as we address it, we can be healed from, you know, some of this hurt. So if my mama will pray, if you have a prayer request, press 1. We're getting ready to close out with prayer. I'm just trying to waste some time. Hopefully I ain't bored y'all to death. Some of y'all still hanging on with me, so evidently it ain't too bad. Because me and DeMarie, we get on here and get foolish. And then my mama, she be the peacemaker. But she'll love on y'all and mash on y'all. And we do not have the same personality, so don't expect that. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't have that. So don't come to me for you need to mash on. If you need love and just softness and kindness, you need to call Diane. And that's truth healing hurt right there in Jesus. Amen. That's truth healing
amen.
Hurt.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Amen.
But if you have a question, let us know. So, Mama, you ready? I'm going to stop being silly now. My mama's
it's
silly,
okay,
too.
Whenever you're ready.
I don't know where I got it from. I'm trying to see if they have any questions. I'm looking on here.
A prayer request.
In prayer request. I don't see any right now. So right now, just want to pray for the people that are listening to the show. Whatever you ask God for, you got to know he's going to do it. He's God. He's not man. So he doesn't lie. and he's capable and able, like I said, to those of you that attended Sunday school. And truth feels certain. As soon as you start dealing with the truth, the sooner you're going to start healing. And we're going to pray. And then as soon as my mom finishes, I'm going to do the outro. And I will see you guys on next Sunday. Ask somebody to join me, please. My numbers need to grow. Even though they're large to me, they need to grow as big as, you know, bigger. How about that? So I'm asking God to enlarge the territory. So, Mama, you can go ahead and pray.
Thank you, Lord. God, we thank you for this beautiful occasion that all these people took out a few moments of their day, God, to listen in, because the truth will make you free. We thank God for those that have shared and opened up, God. Sometimes it's hard to open up because you don't want to everybody to know the things that you've gone through. But in order for us to get to where you want us to be, God, sometimes we have to just open up and let you do surgery so that we can get the healing that we need. God, we just thank you for this beautiful program. I thank you for my daughter, all of my children that are listening in. Just stretch forth your hand right now and receive your blessings from the Lord. God loves you, and he wants you completely healed so that you can go forward. A car cannot stay in drive and go forward. I mean, cannot stay in park and go forward. You've got to come out of park in order to get into the drive position. So God wants you there, and he wants you delivered. Stay tuned for the next episode. Amen and amen and amen.
Oh, no, it's time to go. But I'll be back next week, same day, same time, but with a different guest. I'm out. Oh, oh, oh.